Okay, Rodrigo.
Yeah, well, okay. KPFK didn't have anything. The KPFK didn't have a programming council. You know, it was never implemented. Actually, that issue was not implemented nowhere. So it's been dead. And like saying Russian seems a word that is some contradiction because we haven't even implemented. So what is behind all these things? I don't know who put that out. I like it in one way because this is a problem. Especially for unpaid programmers. I am an unpaid programmer, right? What is been happening? We are preempted. We are accused, you know, by management a lot of times for not making enough money. So they have the tendency to keep, you know, the paid programmers who do have support, who do have, you know, a team of people working, a paid team of people working for them. And so the biggest stars. But what happens? The program directors are making the changes at their will. So there is not like really a consensus or a process or a study. You know, we have our bylaws. I don't know. I mean, it's like a lot of people forget about them. But, you know, there's not one PD, as far as I know, that has done any studies of the demographics where these radio stations are. In KPFK in Los Angeles, our program director, Alan Minsky, has been there for 3-4 years, and he's an interim program director. And every move he does, you know, costs us a lot of money because it doesn't get to get a good programming. Right now, with these program councils that are not in place anyways, so we thought, you know, that somehow we could put, you know, the PD, so somewhere that he can answer to the members in terms of, okay, what is the impact of the programs that you're changing and how it's going to be beneficial for the radio station? Because he doesn't have to give us any information about it. Right? It's not like micromanagement. It's our, you know, purview in our work to really make sure that the programming is reflecting the demographics that it is serving. But changing the programming, removing, let's say, putting the black programming in the slot on Saturdays, right? Having the street programming because, okay, well, all blacks are going to be Saturday between this time and this time. All Latinos are going to be, you know, like, you know, 9 to 12, you know, from this day to this day. So all this white programming will be this hour. So it doesn't solve any problem. It doesn't show anything. What is what are we facing right now? We are not making any money. This fund drive is a mess.
Right? Okay.
Why? Because we haven't been able to really make a study of the impact of the programming. So it is good. Maybe it's going to work. Maybe no. I don't know. I don't know what are the basis of saying, you know, it's not going to work. But I'm saying, you know, we have to do something about it, you know.
Thank you.
I hear you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. May I try to summarize what I understand you to say? I think you are saying something that the information that we're requiring now may help that situation. You're saying that the program directors are making decisions about programming without regard for any other people other than what they are concerned about, and their concerns do not necessarily reflect the concerns of the majority of people that are listening to the station.
That's right. That's exactly what you said.
And as a result of that, they're not making money, but they don't see it that way.
They don't see it. They blame the unpaid programmers. They blame the volunteers.
I understand.
Right?
I understand.
Right.
And so this information that we're going to send to the PMV will help to pull all of that stuff out of the closet, because they've got to respond to us to say exactly how they're making decisions, and we'll be able to see it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. That's
That's what. Does anybody disagree with me? I mean, you can. I'm not professing to be right, but I think that that's what we. This is all about. Is to stop them from hiding behind a lot of the decisions that they're making, because it feels right to them, but not necessarily to everyone else.
Well, I'm a little confused, Steve. We're talking about two different people, the GM and the programming director. This report's coming from the GM.
What I'm saying...
But everyone's talking about the program director.
Whoever makes programming decisions, we talk about a programming philosophy at all stations, has to somehow reflect the needs and wishes of all the people they're trying to serve. And if it's the if it's a general manager who's making these decisions, then that's what we're talking about. If it's a program director who's making these decisions, that's what we're talking about. If it's a program counsel who's making these decisions, that's what we're talking about. We want to know, I think what we're trying to do is to compile a decision-making process from all stations.
Yeah.
Did I miss it, Serene?
No, I was that Steve?
That was me, Steve.
I'm sorry. Who's me? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Steve, I was questioning who we're directing this to. We're the senior program director and...
We are sending the motion to the PNB, asking the PNB to direct the executive director. The executive director, in turn, can direct the general managers. The general manager is responsible for all the staff, including the program director. So the motion that we pass actually has pieces that come out of the CAB, pieces that come out of the Committee of Inclusion, pieces that come out of the GM, the PD, excuse me. We're charging the GM with getting all of that information together, compiling a report that then gets sent out. Do you understand?
No, I totally understand. It seemed like it was a different topic. We talked about serving community, so I would assume he wants to sort of survey our Arbitron numbers to see if we are actually doing that, or something different in the process.
I don't think we've been paying for, we've been able to pay for Arbitron for all our stations.
We have the documents, don't share it with us.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is...
Thanks to Rodrigo objecting.
The general manager can use whatever resources they have at their disposal to get us the information. How they get us the information is their problem. We just need the information.
Okay. Any other? I think that's all. Does that answer your question?
Me? No.
Who is me?
Steve, sorry. I am still missing the... Rodrigo seemed to be on a different topic, so I'm not really... grasping up that's into what we've been talking about before we got on.
No, I think he's right on. I think he's just, if I understand him correctly, he's making a point for what we're trying to do. He is frustrated at the problem the way it is, and his argument is one of the ones that has been going on for a long time at a lot of stations. Is that nobody really listens to anyone else about programming decisions. And I think what we're talking about is trying to get something started so that we can begin to get that information.
This is Rodrigo.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. This is the issue, right? We, as a PNB directors, are right now responsible for a main product of this foundation, which is programming. Which is radio programming, right? So our main product, the thing that we offer to the masses and to the people, or whatever way you want to call it, it's like any other industry. Somebody sells bananas, and that's what they sell. So they got to be good at selling bananas. They got to sell the best bananas, right?
I don't know what you're saying.
If you have, a general manager or, someone who's intentional of handling the business, dealing with the people, and doesn't know how to sell bananas, well, that industry is going to break. The Pacific is not big difference. we have, you know, programming that we have to provide to the communities, so the communities support the foundation, and then we promote peace, diversity, understanding, and of course, you know, a position against, you know, social injustice and so forth. Now, if we rely
on... It's hard to hear you when you yell.
Can you hear me?
You're so loud, I'm having trouble understanding you, but with my headphones here. You're loud to everyone else. It's just calm,
okay.
It's easier to understand if you're calm.
Can you turn your volume down a little bit?
I can turn it off. I don't know if you turn this down.
Is everyone listening or not? Yeah.
Just down enough so you can understand what he's saying. Okay.
Then everyone else will have to yell then. Okay. I can't. It's good. I'm going to have to sit in one hand.
I hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
okay. I hear you now.
Okay. Well, this is the issue now. What is happening is that this main item that we offer, which is programming, it's being handled on by one person only, and at least at KPFK that's what has been happening. So having, you know, a body that do regulate the decisions and somehow takes responsibility, even is good for program directors. Because as now, program directors are like gods, right? They decide the program that are going to come. They decide which program goes and which program comes. If they have a friend, they'll put their friend. And this happened at KPFK many times, right? I remember when I was in 2011, so Mr. Tony from WVAI said, oh, I don't have to go to the meetings of the local station board, because I've been paid to fix the programming. So that attitude is very not beneficial to our, you know, foundation. We are part of collectives. So it has to be collective decision whether we like it or not. We cannot impose. It's not because I like it or not. It's because how do we collectively decide where we go? If we provide all the power to one people to decide if the bananas are going to be big or small, then if they fail, we all fail. We all go to the bottom. Now we are accusing everyone around the network of losing Pacifica, no matter which group we belong to. But we are losing Pacifica. It doesn't matter whether we are in the right group or not. We are losing Pacifica. So somehow the main product that we offer is not getting out there where it should get. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't see it or don't want to see it or whatever, and we are letting the program directors to decide everything. You go to every radio station, my friends, every radio station, and you ask the programmers, and you ask, you know, the listeners, if they are happy with the programming, the vast majority of the people will say they are not happy. They are not happy with what the decisions are taking. So, but they are never consulted. You know, program directors do not meet with programmers. How do you have a program director that never, ever meet with the programmers? It's crazy, you know, but that's the way it is. So whatever way, whatever route we take has to be in that sense where decisions are not taken only by one person and then it will affect everyone. That's my point.
I think you make a good point. And if I understand you correctly, you're saying that this first step we're making right now is different from any others that has been done, because no one else has actually requested or asked these people exactly how they're making decisions and then provided them with different ways of making decisions.
Yeah.
I agree with you totally. And I don't think anybody on here would disagree with you, because the picture you paint is one that we all are aware of. And we know that that is part of the reason why. We believe that that's part of the reason why Pacifica is going down, because nobody's really listening to the people who actually support it. I think that's what you're saying. I'm not. Did I get the gist of what you're saying? Rodrigo? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Yes, you're correct then. That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Okay. Thank you for that input, Rodrigo. And I think that what we're doing is something that's going to actually help the entire situation. We just want to move it along really fast and get it going.
I do too. Thank you.
Okay. More discussion, especially on when we're talking about the proposal about the program council stuff. We want to see if we can get that information. Is that correct? Am I correct in summarizing?
This is me.
Yes.
I sent a motion to the group just now about my issue with the program council motion. And,
yeah.
You know, it may be true that if KCFK, the PD, does not meet with programmers. But in New York, we have an interim PD who's been aboard for, I guess, maybe 3 months, about 3 months, 3.5 months or something. He meets with programmers all the time.
Yeah.
Individually by program and also as a group and, you know, as a strip. And because we have different people on different days, but, you know, it's the same show, if you will, different hosts on different days. So things are not uniform. And I just... No, I've done the programmer thing. I'm not a programmer now, and I understand that there are concerns and frustrations. But
yes.
We have to know, not just anecdotally, but we have to know what structures are in place before we decide what the fix is.
Exactly.
So
okay.
To me, it's not either or; it's both and. We've not acted on the program council motion. People can, you know, have their opinions about why or whatever, and that's fine. But I don't see why we should now say, okay, well, you know, we haven't done anything in 2 years. Let's rush ahead and get it in place now instead of waiting to get some information to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anyway, I sent a motion that I would like you guys to address. It is 10:44. I know we got up to a late start waiting for a quorum and whatnot, but it is 10:44 on the East Coast.
Have that motion. It just says motion regarding program council formation.
Right. It was sent at 10:28 for everyone.
Does everyone have it? Who does not have it?
We don't have it, but there was a motion earlier to have a George provided by the next meeting.
No, that's not that motion.
This is something that was just sent out moments ago. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, Eric, I'm going to have to resend it to you using your dot, Rainey.
Okay.
Sorry. You're in the group as the other one, and I have to remember to go in and change it each time, which I have not been doing.
Okay.
Does anyone object to this motion as Serene has it worded?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Serene, the second paragraph says... The provision of said feedback to the PMB will be a priority of the committee, and our expectation is that the report will be sent to the PMB by February 28th.
Right.
So, first of all, I think we need to identify, you identified the committee up above. All right. That the report is the one... in the motion that we passed earlier tonight?
No, the report that I'm referring here to is our report that will be as a result of that report. So maybe February 28th is a bit optimistic, since we're now not getting it until the 30th. That gives us a very tight turnaround time.
Right.
folks know what we're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I was going to ask where you got the February 28th from and which report. I just wanted to be clear.
Okay, so the motion that I just sent through reads that the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that all action on the creation of program councils be held until after the committee is able to receive and review information about program operations, and in parentheses, pursuant to the motion passed by committee on 12-19, which is the one we just dealt with, post-parent, and provide recommendations to the PNB. The provision of said feedback to the PNB will be a priority of the committee, and our expectation is that the report will be sent to the PNB by February 28, 2015. And that might be a bit optimistic since we're only getting the information on the 30th, but I know that most committees have turnover by March, right, following the in-person meeting. That's when a lot of local boards tend to choose their committee people. So I wanted to allow, as much as possible, it would have been good if the work could have been done by this committee instead of passing it on to the new committee, which is why I was aiming for the end of February. But it may be more realistic, I suppose, to push that date back by a couple of weeks and hope that you all come back.
A couple of weeks meaning somewhere like March 15th?
Yeah.
How does everyone feel about that? How does everyone on this committee feel about that?
Excuse me, point of information. Feel about adding what? That the motion passed by the PNB wait until?
No. That we should have our information back by the 30th of January, and we should be able to make a report by February. She said here March, February 28th, but we're talking about really maybe March 15th.
Or sooner.
Or sooner. I'm like Serene, I'd rather it be sooner, but it means we'd have to actually do a lot of work on it and push people to get the information back to us.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, we can also postpone it if for some reason we don't get the information by the 30th, but we can hopefully have it and then see what we can do. And if
okay.
we have to ask for an extension or whatever, then we could.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Or maybe we say the first, the 7th of March or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I do think, we do really want that to happen.
Exactly.
So, and it may be that we're only going to get like 2 or 3 stations to provide this information. And we're just going to have to like go ahead based on the information that we got and, write a report and, if we have to amend it, we have to amend it.
Well, whatever happens, and give you an example. Whatever happens at WPFW, we're going to push to make sure that this information comes out, that somebody does it. Okay? And we're really short-staffed. But we're going to push and try to pull it from under rocks and wherever it is, to get somebody to make decisions on this stuff and give us that information. And I think if we all commit ourselves to doing that at all the stations, we may have it by the 30th. But we're going to have to push people who don't necessarily want to do this or share this, but we're going to have to push them to do it anyway for the betterment of the foundation.
Can I
say anything? Sure.
So I'm assuming that we're going to get this by the 30th from the GMs, but in terms of local boards having a chance to weigh in, let's assume that because we will take this to our boards in advance and let them know that we're expecting the information by the 30th, and GMs may send it early, who knows, boards take it up in February, then we as a committee may not get their feedback until the end of February, in which case we can't, even if we schedule, you know, a couple of special meetings in March to get it done, we may in fact meet until the middle of March. So I am supporting the suggestion that we push the date back by a couple of weeks.
Great. Okay. I think that's great. I think we, even with that, we're going to have to push to meet that schedule, and we're going to need the support of every member of this committee to get that information from each station.
This is Dave Welsh.
Yeah, Dave.
Is there any, we don't have any power to compel any particular station to provide this information, am I correct?
That's correct. We're not compelling. We're asking in a very persuasive way. There are ways of getting information, and there are ways of turning people off. You know, you go in and you might. Yeah, we want the information. We need the information.
Right.
And we make a good case for the betterment of the foundation. We need the information.
Benito to the stack.
Yes.
Okay. In response to David's question, I mean, we do have a method of. I don't know if we can force it, but the point is this: if we can get the PMB to make to pass a motion, then. The PMB needs to pass another motion directing the IED or the ED to make such and such happen.
I see. Okay.
And then it's up to the ED or IED to tell the GMs, and Jim spoke to this earlier, to tell the GMs, I want you to do ABC.
Uh-huh.
And then the GMs have to tell the PD, I want you to do ABC.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think that that's a, it's not simple, but I don't think that that's a problem in and of itself. So that's point one. Point two, I would like to propose that we, that Serene, that we reword this motion in another way, so that it is clearer that we're not trying to hold back formation of the program councils, but that instead we are trying to provide a mechanism to create them. And so if we were to say something along the lines of that the program, we recommend to the PMB that the program councils be created pursuant to the to information provided you know, by the GMs of each station, pursuant to the motion that we, the prior motion we passed tonight, something along those lines.
You know, here's my problem with putting that much detail into a motion. It is possible that we will come out with a recommendation for program councils, but the term program council is not new. And at some stations, albeit we have very few paid staff, most of our staff having been laid off on the air, a year ago this past August, there's a union contract for paid and unpaid staff that references program councils. So simply throwing that term out without a clear definition of what we mean by it, to me, has a potential for creating more problems than it solves. So I'd rather wait till we get the information. Maybe then what we want to come up with is a term that is neither programming committee or programmers committee or program council, but a new term that recognizes that what we may be creating is a new body. that has not previously existed in Pacifica or does not now exist in Pacifica. So that's why I'm somewhat resistant to your suggestion.
Benita?
Yeah, see, I'm trying to avoid a discussion or disagreement about whether program councils should be formed or not. And I think that all of us are in agreement that we need some kind of body, and I appreciate the wording that Serene just suggested, that maybe we should call it something else. But what I'm trying to get at is I'm trying to avoid an argument about whether or not to implement the motion, whatever the hell it is, that the PMB originally passed several years ago. And I personally have a problem with the motion as it came out of the programming committee at that time. So that's part of the reason why I want to see what finally the PMB passed. But nevertheless, regardless of what they passed, I think we have a double problem or a three-sided problem. Number one, we don't know, or actually many-sided. Number one, the motion, we don't know what was finally passed. Number two, whatever it is that was approved by the PMB was never implemented. Number three, some of us who participated, at least on the PMB Programming Committee, in developing the initial version of the motion, subsequently have developed second thoughts about what we originally agreed to, and some other people as well who did not participate in that initially, and who may be in favor of the concept of a program council or some other word that we might come up with, some other title. And then, on top of that, as per the motion that we passed a little while ago, we also are cognizant of and appreciate that in order to design program councils or program X, whatever you want to call it, that might be more effective or just effective, and that might work, feasible, then we need the kind of information that we just requested from these GMs. And whatever that body is needs to be formed pursuant to that information or based on that information. So it's many-sided. Now, I think we need a motion that recognizes that something was passed. It ain't been implemented for whatever reasons. We want to take a second look at it, but we want to get something passed. That's it.
I hear you. Okay. Any further discussion?
Or get something implemented is what I mean.
I understand. And what does folks think about what Benita said in terms of changing the wording? I think
in terms, John Riley here, in terms of like what's needed, I think, you know, that something that's effective, that's implemented, may or may not be exactly the same at every station. So, you know, we had a contract with the unpaid staff union that, you know, called for a program council and had a procedure for electing it, and management, you know, refused to abide by it. And then in recent year, half or so, was not so adamant about being against it. And, you know, it may be that different models need to happen. But that there should be some kind of accountability built into it, you know, both in terms of that, you know, we're creating program councils that, you know, are kind of capable of having, you know, a function that will, you know, sort of supplement management. And, I mean, there's always the question of, like, you know, like if program directors can't, like, help to improve listenership, you know, whether or not they're adequate for the job. And that's sometimes a different question, you know, than the program council. So anyway, I just think we should keep an open mind. That's why I kind of like Serene's motion as it was. But, you know, I would like us to have something at the end of the night, but I don't want to have something that where we want to get something necessarily that doesn't be the form everywhere.
Okay, so you're saying that it should stay as it is?
That's kind of what I feel. But,
okay.
You know, I'm not saying I'll be completely inflexible on that.
Does anyone else have another something else to add to this or another opinion? Anyone else?
Can you hear me, Serene?
Yes.
Okay, so I just sent language that I hope addresses the concerns that were expressed. Please take a look at it. It should be in your mailbox. Yes, exactly. And the changes are in red. The additions are in red. If it doesn't meet your needs, send your own language.
What was the time you sent this one, please?
11:02.
The funny thing about ProgList is that we will each get it at a different time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it may show up in your email at 11:01, which is the time I sent it here, but when it's coming through the list, some people will get it at 11:01, some at 11:02, some at 11:03. The subject line begins with amendment.
Okay, got it.
Amendments, re-motion. Change date to January 30th?
Oh, no, that was the old one. That was the old motion.
This is the last one you sent out, Serene. Does it start?
Yeah, just a minute ago.
Does it start, use this list?
Yeah, the subject line is amendments regarding motion regarding program council formation. Sorry about that.
Okay.
And in the body, it starts with use this list. It contains the correct address for Eric.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Everybody got it?
No.
You don't have it yet?
No, if it came from Serene, I don't have it.
Well, if it comes through the prog list, it doesn't say who it comes from. Just look, it'll just say proglist at kpftx.org. You know what I mean? But, John, it should have come to your Gmail address straight from my address.
Benito, does that speak to what your concern was?
Yeah, somewhat. I have a question.
I have something from ProgList, motion regarding program council formation at 10:28 or so, and it doesn't have anything in red. and it ends with by February 28th, 2015. Is that it?
No, what's the subject line?
It begins with the word amendment. You have the, what you're looking at is the one I sent first. That was 1028. At 1102 or 1103, depending on whatever, you should have gotten one from Proglis that says in the subject line, it has Proglis in square brackets, and then the word amendment. Who's this list? Does anybody have it?
I've got it now. Yes, I've got it now. Okay.
Oh, great.
So, PMB, Programming Committee.
How does this work for everyone?
I have a question.
Benito.
Serene, you have here in the first sentence, the PMB Programming Committee recommends to the PMB that all action on the creation of program councils, and then you, the new wording, pursuant to a previous motion from the Programming Committee to the PMB. So I'm wondering why you use why you use that kind of wording as opposed to...
Because you asked that we specifically point out that there had been a motion from the Programming Committee sent to the PNB previously about program councils. So we're saying, okay, last year or whatever, I just said previous, I don't know the year, but
yeah.
A Programming Committee did send a motion to the PNB about formation of program councils. And we're saying we have a process now, or we're asking them to endorse the process, of actually collecting some information before we can make a recommendation, and we're referencing that old motion. I thought that's what you wanted.
Well, see, part of our quandary is we don't know what the PMB approved. We don't know if
it doesn't matter. We can work on the issue of language. We already said that we asked George for that 2 weeks ago, and Nancy's going to send a reminder email to him that we need to have it. But whatever the specifics of the language, it is still a motion that left this committee that went to the PNB that said, form these program councils, please. And we're now saying, hold off on that. It hasn't happened yet. Don't begin that process. Let's do some fact-finding.
Yeah, but the problem, Serene, is that we also learned one or two meetings ago that the governance committee had also approve something, and we have no idea what that is.
And I'm saying it is irrelevant to our purpose tonight what the precise language was. We know that the thrust of it was go create these program councils, and 2 years later it hasn't happened, and we're saying we want to get some information before we make a recommendation.
Right, so why don't we just say pursuant to the motion passed by the PMB, A motion passed by the PMB.
Okay, I've offered pursuant to a previous motion from the Programming Committee because that's where it started. I don't know what happened to it, if it was changed in any way.
Oh, in that sense.
Benito, offer your own language. I've offered my best. I have no problems with accepting suggestions from anyone else, please. I've done what I could.
Okay. What?
Benito.
Yes.
So I would offer a friendly amendment that instead of saying, no, that's okay. I'll tell you what. I see what Serene is trying to do. It's cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I think you see it. Okay. Okay. With that, without any objections, we can send this along as it is. Nancy?
Yes?
Yes. Are you with us?
Yes, I fell asleep. I'm sorry, but I'm awake, yes.
You understand what's going on now?
Could you give me a bit? I can listen to this.
I think so.
Okay. Nancy, when you send the email to George, can you CC us as well?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
I think it will have more weight since it was a past motion. I did email him. I did leave messages, but I think he's got either too many emails or I don't know, really.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's the three motions, right? And I don't understand. Some may be from the governance and of course, from the programming.
Yeah, I think it's really three versions of the motion, or some changes were discussed by governance.
Your phone?
Hello?
Oh.
Somebody mute.
I'm sorry.
We can hear you.
I took it off mute for 3 seconds and then talked. I'm so sorry. Lord have mercy.
Okay.
Yeah, Nancy, I was saying that I think it's different versions of the same of the motion. There's what was discussed by the program council. There's what went to the PNB. There's what came out of governance, because governance did take up the issue and had some discussion about it. So we're just asking that all versions of it, you know, and the accompanying notes and minutes, if possible, because that would really clarify things, be sent to us.
Okay. All versions of it.
Okay.
Right, but that was the first motion we passed at the beginning of the meeting.
Yes.
We've now approved two subsequent motions.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Everyone in agreement with that? I think we all understand. First motion is going to George, requesting all that information, and the others are for the PNB. Any questions? Does everyone understand?
Yep. That sounds good. So, is this
okay.
The end of the meeting now?
Yes, unless you have something else to discuss.
Okay.
It's 11:13. The only thing to add is have a good night.
Have a good night.
Good
holiday
night.
And everything. We will be talking to we have more.
Well, somebody might want to have, bring up something else.
Wait. When's our next meeting?
Wait. Yes.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
Good idea.
Take care, everybody.
Wait. Next meeting, let's look at January.
Can we look at the calendars?
Or do you guys want to do Boxing Day, the first day of Kwanzaa, next Friday? That's a joke, people. Please.
We didn't get it.
What about January 9th, which is a Friday? Because Friday seems to work.
Passover, Hanukkah, or something.
What do you say, Aaron?
No.
Well, why are we looking at Fridays?
Yeah, why? I second that. Why are we looking at Fridays?
Because lots of other days are full, and Rodrigo chairs the committee, and I think he's indicated that is it Wednesdays and Fridays are particularly good? But I'm looking at the calendar. I know that there are at least two committees contemplating, at least one other committee planning to meet on the 7th. And
we're talking January
7th. Wednesday is 4, is a 3 LSB meeting. And after that, we'd be looking at the 21st of January. So if you guys want to go for that. Or is that KCB?
I didn't hear what you just said. Somebody wants to go for that. What was that?
Because that being the 21st of January. The 7th, I know, might be a joint governance and elections committee, and I know some people are on those. And the 14th.
What about 2nd, number 2? The 2nd of January, is that too soon?
No, I think Vanessa is, well, first of all, day after Christmas, day after New Year's, and I don't know who will be sober and who wants to meet. But
yeah, I'm about to say,
I think Vanessa's question is...
Sorry,
what did you say? I thought, Vanessa, I thought you were saying you didn't necessarily want to have to do Fridays.
Yeah, I think Fridays suck as a meeting day.
But, Wednesday and Fridays, I think, are the days that work best for our chair. So I think we want to try to make sure we have him. And
Serene, is that you talking, Serene?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Eric. Whatever you decide is fine. Just shoot an email. I'm going to head out. Whatever you decide is fine.
Okay.
So we should look at some Wednesdays, too, because at least Wednesday's a work day. Friday's the start of the weekend. Maybe we could actually, like, spend some time with our families, heaven forbid that.
Families, huh? Anyway, the 7th is governance and elections, probably. Remember, we're polling, Vanessa, between the 7th and the 13th.
Okay, so the only day I heard so far mentioned, I'm not looking at a calendar, but I thought the only days being discussed were Fridays.
Oh, that wasn't true.
The 7th is a Wednesday, but it's either that or the 13th will be joint meeting between elections and governance.
Okay.
The 14th, which is the following Wednesday, LSB meetings in Houston, New York, and D.C., which leaves us with the 21st.
And
almost a month from now.
The PFW has a programming committee meeting.
On the 21st.
Fridays are so unpopular for meetings that it's always available to us, which is why maybe we want to grit our teeth and just do it once a month. I don't know.
Once a month probably is not. It's probably not going to cut it.
Well, for January at least.
Okay.
If we do the 9th, it's 3 weeks before we're asking for this report.
Oh. All right. Well, either 9th or 16th.
The 16th would be MLK weekend, right? I think people may actually want a full long weekend.
No, I forgot.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's just go ahead.
21st, is that it? 23rd.
Friday, 23rd.
What's wrong with the 9th?
The 9th. That's a Friday, right?
Well, so it's the 23rd, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I have meetings this following day. Oh, wow.
Well, you know, if everybody shows up at 8:30, we don't have to be on the phone at 11:30.
No, seriously, I think we have a very long PMB meeting the following day, which I'm sure that we're going to be preparing for that evening.
No,
I think that's a bad idea.
The PMB will be meeting on the 8th.
The 10th.
Oh.
Yes.
What PNB is meeting on the 10th? On January 10th?
Absolutely.
That's a Saturday.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's not written on the calendar.
No, it's not. But that's...
Well, I know that that's happening.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a long one.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Yeah.
So we should just do this by email if we can. I mean, I think there are like 9 people on the phone. We should just set a date.
Okay.
Let's go with the 23rd, Friday 23rd.
Okay.
Like Serene said, grit your teeth and let's bite the bullet.
Vanessa.
I can do the 23rd.
Okay. John Riley says yes.
Unhappily, Serene.
Yeah, I'm okay with 23rd. Nancy's all right.
I'm not okay, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did all that.
I hope Vanessa can come.
Is Rodrigo on the line?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jim.
Yes.
Is there a mask meeting this Sunday?
Yes, I believe so, Benita, right?
Not to my knowledge.
This Sunday?
This Sunday. 2 days from now. 48 hours from now.
the 23rd. Oh, that's right. Jim's trying to change that. Never mind. I don't
know. It is. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, 23rd?
Vanessa, 23rd is okay?
Theoretically.
I tell you what, let's set it for the 23rd. If we have to change it, we'll change it. How's that?
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night, all. Good night,
everyone. Bye,
good night.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, Jim, are you there still?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We said the mass meeting was the 23rd of this month. Is that right?
Yeah. We're trying to iron it out now. We're waiting for all of to respond.
Okay. All right. Good night, everyone. Bye.
Okay, good night.
All right, good night.